Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Sophia Salaby in for Ricky Bevington. Despite a few setbacks, Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan says he's proud of the Senate's priorities during this year's legislative session. A bill Duncan championed that would have allowed parents to use tax dollars to send their kids to private schools did not make the cut, but he plans to bring it up again in 2020. Meanwhile, he praised the passage of bills that included a teacher pay raise.
Education is going to be a big part of our continued push here in the Senate. 11 million Georgians expect us to get it right. It's a bipartisan solution that we're going to try to figure out.
Governor Brian Kemp has until May 12th to sign the bills that did pass. A bill passed by the Georgia legislature this year in reaction to the state's opioid problem will expand access to a drug regimen that can prevent HIV infection. GPB's Grant Blankenship has more.
PrEP is short for pre-exposure prophylaxis, and when taken faithfully, PrEP drugs can actually prevent people who get exposed to HIV from getting infected by the virus. Health departments across Georgia have already been pushing PrEP access, especially in communities south of Atlanta, where Black people are disproportionately affected by HIV. The just-passed bill would create a three-year pilot project for PrEP access in primarily North Georgia communities, where intravenous opioid drug use is high. Data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will be used to pinpoint exactly which communities need the intervention. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
And for more coverage of what did and did not make it through the last day of the session, GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on the 14-hour day.
This House is adjourned. Sign it out!
As Tuesday turned to Wednesday, members of the House and Senate finished their 40 days of lawmaking with flying papers and cheers. During the marathon sign-and-die session, a flood of bills made it to Governor Brian Kemp's desk, like requiring law enforcement to hold rape kits longer, raising the marriage age to 17, and expanding internet access in rural Georgia. But several measures fell by the wayside. A proposal to have the state take over Atlanta's airport didn't make it, but neither did a tax break for airlines using jet fuel. Never fear. It's the first session in a biennial, so anything that did not pass this year is still alive for next January's session. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
And I'm Sophia Salaby for GPB News.